This goes to Lori Brickner, BRICKNERPAC, fax 989-775-6472, regarding John, middle initial C, last name Seibert, Sybert, date of birth 12-12-1978. Dear Ms. Brickner, this is a consultation for Mr. Seibert, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria, hematuria, and elevated creatinine levels. He is a 45-year-old male who had a severe stroke in May of 2023. He develops left hemiplegia, which is improving, visual disturbance with peripheral vision deficits, and some facial drooping on the left. He also had renal infarctions bilaterally, and he had a thrombectomy of the right internal carotid artery up to the middle cerebral artery, May 31st of 2023. He is doing better. He did have normal creatinine levels following the stroke. However, they've been climbing and progressively higher since October of 2023. Prior to the stroke, creatinine is 1.0 and 0.95. 10/17 of 23, creatinine is 1.28. GFR is greater than 60. 11/10 of 23, creatinine is 1.27, still better than 60 GFR. January 3rd of 24, creatinine jumped to 1.37, just over 60 GFR, and then January 9th of 24, creatinine is 1.53 with GFR 57. And he has had some hematuria and proteinuria noted on urinalysis also. He has had a cystoscopy several years ago by Dr. Kirby in Mount Pleasant because he had gross hematuria. And that was negative for cancer or any other findings at that time. He was a very heavy smoker prior to last year when he had the stroke. He smoked 5 to 6 packs of cigarettes per day, but he has quit and stayed off cigarette use since his stroke. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have black stools. He just had a colonoscopy and is going to have an EGD done also to determine the cause of the melena. Currently, there's no blood or cloudiness in the urine, no foaminess. He does have known sleep apnea, but he's unable to use a CPAP machine. And he does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and no current edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, a CVA with left hemiplegia, May of 2023, intermittent headaches, none today though, hyperlipidemia, nocturia, 2 to 3 times per night, depression, obesity, benign prostatic hypertrophy, obstructive sleep apnea, colon polyps, and aortic thrombus, and bilateral renal infarctions. Surgical history, he's had cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, 7 hand surgeries on the left hand after an injury, cystoscopy about 2021, right biceps tendon repair, and May 31st of 23, a thrombectomy of the right internal carotid artery to the MCA. Social history, he quit smoking in 2023. He does not use alcohol. He's medically disabled, and he lives with his girlfriend. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, hypertension, colon cancer, and bipolar disorder. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to aspirin. Medications, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, pericolase one tablet twice a day, Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, Omeprazole, 40 milligram daily, Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 10/12.5, one daily, Lasix, 20 milligram daily, vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily, Tylenol, 325 milligram for pain if needed, and Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 258 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 80, pulse is 84, and oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Capillary refill, 2 seconds. Fetal pulses, 2 seconds, bilaterally. And labs, in most recent labs, we were done January 9th, 2024. His hemoglobin, 12.2. White count was 17.5. Normal platelets. The creatinine, 1.53. Calcium, 8.5. Sodium, 137. Potassium, 3.9. Carbon dioxide, 27. Albumin, 3.7. Liver enzymes are normal. Magnesium, 2.1. Pro-BNP is 54. Assessment and plan. 1, elevated creatinine levels with ongoing increases. 2, bilateral renal infarctions after his CVA in May of 2023. We are going to ask the patient to repeat all our labs now, including a urinalysis and a creatinine urine ratio and an intact parathyroid hormone, and then we'll do them every 3 months thereafter. All routine medications will be continued, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.